The Perfect Storm. Good evening, my friend. Welcome back. Appreciate you tuning in and do appreciate you being part of the show. Welcome to it. CNN Bureau Chief says Carrot is no longer working to drive the vaccinated Americans. That is, to vaccinate Americans. A leaked internal email from CNN's Washington Bureau Chief complains that the Carrot is no longer working in terms of convincing Americans to get vaccinated and that authorities need to start using the stick. The message, which was mistakenly sent to conservative activist Charlie Kirk, was only intended to be seen by other CNN colleagues, although Fox News didn't name the individual responsible for the comment during an interview segment between Tucker Carlson and Kirk. CNN's Washington Bureau Chief is also the network's senior VP. So apparently, CNN believes the time is over to stop giving away donuts and to start bringing out the stick. CNN demands to know vaccine status in order to submit questions to ask Biden at next week's town hall in Cincinnati. CNN is hosting a town hall for Joe Biden in Cincinnati on the 21st, which I believe was yesterday, with Don Lemon as the moderator. It was an invitation-only audience, and you couldn't ask a question if you didn't get the jab. This is the world. It's the same every day, except it gets a little stranger, a little more twisted, off the chain, as the kids say. Israelis who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine will soon be barred from any indoor or outdoor venue holding 100 people or more, including synagogues. This according to the new prime minister, some dude named Bennett. I guess he took the place of Netanyahu. Those who refuse to get vaccinated are undermining the efforts of all of us, said the new guy on Thursday, as the number of new COVID cases in Israel continued to rise. If everyone gets the vaccine, life can return to normal. But if 1 million people refuse, the other 8 million will have to endure lockdowns, he said. I thought when you got the vaccine, you didn't get the COVID. That was why you took the vaccine. Here's Israel, the most vaccinated country in the world, and now everyone's getting COVID. The people that got the jabs. Bennett said, there's a time when this discussion has to stop. No, not really. Let's discuss it. Israel is the most vaccinated country in the world, based on percentage. Yet everyone's getting COVID. Why is that? Oh, the Delta variant. No, it's the vaccine that's doing it. It was like that story I had the other day with Rich Eisen, the sports talk show host, I think with ESPN. He went and got both jabs, and then he got COVID, and he said, I'm glad I got both jabs because the doctor said the COVID would have been a lot worse. What? Yeah, there's a time when this discussion has to stop. No, it's just started. Bennett said, science is clear. No, it's not. It's ever evolving. It's never black and white forever. It's one area where I believe in evolution. Science evolves as we get to know more and more about a particular topic. He said the vaccines work. No, they don't. They're not vaccines. They're effective. No, they're not. It appears they're giving you what you're trying to prevent. They're safe. No, they're not. So the science is not clear. The vaccines don't work. They're not vaccines. They're not effective. They're not safe. Let's see if there's anything we can agree on here. As of August 8th, Bennett announced anyone who refuses to get the jab will no longer be allowed to go in any venue above 100 people. And the reason it's 100 people is because COVID knows that when it gets to 101, it becomes exhausted. That includes theaters, sporting events, houses of worship. to enter, people will have to show proof of vaccination, proof they had COVID-19, or have a negative test obtained at their own expense. In the UK, Boris Johnson just announced that in another month, getting a test will not work. You have to have a vaccine passport. So Israel's been using Pfizer as the mRNA COVID vaccine. So on Thursday, the health minister in Tel Aviv said that its effectiveness in preventing infection and mild symptoms has decreased to only 40%. So now if you get the jab, it's only 40%. I thought it was 99 or 95. They just make stuff up. 2 weeks ago, the health minister said the vaccine's efficacy against symptomatic illnesses stood at 64%. Now it's 40%. I'm sure tomorrow it'll be 30%. Jewish State of Israel passes law regulating happy badges. Happy badges to the unvaccinated at large gatherings. The Israeli government has unveiled a program called Happy Badges that will restrict attendees of large gatherings such as parties, weddings, and other such events as a happy badge. You get a happy badge, you can go to the gathering. I think a few years ago they used to call that a yellow star. The Jerusalem Post reported the news on Friday as the Israeli government slipped into a panic over the third straight day with more than 750 new cases. So you've gotten more people to get the jab, and now you're having more people get COVID. Anybody put, no, can't quite make that connection. Israel is the poster child for COVID-19 vaccination, the first country to reach what they call herd immunity, MU, and has seen a recent rise in cases. The trend brought a slew of questions about the efficacy, and I just like saying that word efficacy so I sound smart. But it shouldn't be surprising, according to epidemiologists, another word, the more vaccinated a population, the more we'll hear of vaccinated getting infected. Okay. This is an epidemiologist, someone who studies the disease. Her name is Caitlin, not Jenner, Caitlin Jelena, okay? This is what she said. The more vaccinated a population, the more we'll hear of the vaccinated getting infected. That makes absolutely no sense at all. The more vaccinated a population, the more you won't hear of the vaccinated getting infected because they've been vaccinated. How could it lead to more? Why are you getting the shot? Why am I asking the question? Hypnotized. UK government advisor admits masks are comfort blankets and virtually do nothing. Dr. Colin Axon, a sage advisor for the government, told the London Telegraph that medics had given people a cartoonish view of how microscopic viruses travel through the air. And the masks have gaps in them that are up to 5,000 times bigger than COVID particles. The small sizes are not easily understood, but an imperfect analogy would be to imagine marbles fired at a building scaffolding. Some might hit the pole and rebound, but obviously most will fly through. In other words, the masks don't work. Why the Delta variant is so dangerous for the unvaccinated. The Delta variant of the coronavirus has become the dominant strain in the U.S., according to Yahoo. And experts are warning that the continued spread might pose a risk to those who are unvaccinated. So far, almost all of the hospitalizations and deaths that we're seeing, up to 99%,
are among the unvaccinated. This according to Kristen Cole, an assistant professor at UCLA School of Nursing. 99% of all hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated. Pure bull shite. All of it. When I gather these articles every day, they're all lies. Other headlines making the news. The UK has begun to show their hand. From September, a negative test result does not give you a pass on the app. Only a double jab. That is what they're going to do. You will not be able to get into a bar. Resistance. Violently arresting in Parliament Square. Freedom Day protest. And tear gas thrown at French protesters in Nantes. There is a great pushback occurring. Whether it will make a difference in the long run, I don't know. According to Dr. Snake, Fraudsing, no need to mandate the vaccine. Local entities will do. And he's right. For once, I agree with Fraudsy. He said there's no need for a federal vaccine mandate because local entities will do it. I don't think you're going to see a central mandate, said Fraudsy during an interview on CNBC. I think there will be a reflex pushback on that. But what we'll see are businesses and local entities, that is state government authorities, mandating the jab for work or to come into businesses. But what I do see in the future are local mandates at local businesses, local universities and colleges, so that people who want to do things to be able to participate in activities, they will get vaccinated. The push for everyone to take this shot has ramped up dramatically since the end of May. With the ruling class running out of ways to convince the slaves they must get injected. So now they're resorting to threats, local mandates. He's right. That is going to happen. And most will capitulate. Weigh it. That's what we talked about last night. One of the few apparently decent human beings left. Governor DeSantis vows no masks for kids in school this year. Governor Ron DeSantis of my state, God's waiting room, is promising children this fall it will carry on as normal, that is school, where face masks will be banned. Said DeSantis, if I were a parent in Florida, that would be greatly concerning to me because kids under 12 are not vaccinated. Oh, that was Psaki. Okay, Biden's spokeslady. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Psaki went on to say, but that puts kids at risk. It's not aligned with public health. It's not aligned with your agenda and your narrative. And you even admitted that you're teaming up with Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and you're telling them to go after anyone who speaks against the narrative. This isn't America. Speaking of which, Ben Stein, who had an adverse reaction to the jab, wrote a really good column. It's rather short. It's called Goodbye America. We no longer have a constitution. He's right. July 2021, this is Ben Stein, a month that will live in infamy, if there is such a thing as history in the Biden, Orwell, Soros, omni-dictatorship. July 2021 will mark the month that the Constitution, the greatest work ever thrown off by hand and man of mind, as Gladstone put it, was thrown into the Ministry of Truth memory hole. It was put into the history erase well, a bottomless pit. In this month, actually starting with the month before, that the superpowers of the tech world, Google, YouTube, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, and Yahoo, admitted to working with the Biden administration to suppress freedom of speech. For months now, we had known that the tech powers were watching us and suppressing any dissident speech against the current administration. I've seen it up close and personal. But what was argued was that the First Amendment to the Constitution protected us only against Congress in the executive branch suppressing free speech. It did not protect us from private enterprises, even very large private enterprises like Google, Facebook, Amazon, keeping tabs on citizens and shutting them out of the internet sphere if they expressed views contradicting the views and policies of the Biden-Harris big tech party. True, there was one big case involving a large steel company suppressing free speech by its workers, and the Supreme Court ruled that such a big company suppressing free speech on its company properties was indeed a violation of the First Amendment, but that was rare indeed. Now, in the year 2021, the Iron Curtain has come down hard, with big internet tech and the White House now admitting and admittedly colluding to identify and suppress dissidents, even completely nonviolent dissidents. We no longer have a constitution. There is just one big corporate government superstate running everything. Goodbye, America. The GOP with 50 senators does nothing. The state legislators, by far a majority GOP, and spineless Supreme Court do nothing. And so goodbye to the greatest experiment in the history of the world. When the Constitutional Congress ended in the 18th century, as Ben Franklin was walking out, an onlooker said, "What do we have, sir? A republic or a monarchy?" Franklin answered, "A republic, if you can keep it. God help us." And he's right. I remember my daughter asking me in March of 2020, "This is going to get better, right?" I said, "No, it's going to get worse." That's just the reality. I don't believe most people are going to wake up. There is going to be a pushback, and I wouldn't be surprised at some point there is serious talk of secession in various parts of the country, including Florida, Eastern Oregon, Northern California, where the people don't feel that they're being represented and don't want this jab. And it's not a question of being a Trumper. It's a question of, I don't want poison injected in my body for an alleged virus that has over a 99% recovery rate. It makes absolutely no sense at all. You're a bunch of insane, demonically inspired whack jobs, and we want you out of our life. And if we can't get you out of our life, eventually you're going to push us to the point where we don't want to be a part of this system anymore. I have no idea where this is going. Hey, if you get a chance, check out the book. It's MorningstarsTale.com. MorningstarsTale.com. It's a book written by Lucifer where he explains how everything works. Get it for the religious in your family. MorningstarsTale.com. The Perfect Storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
D.R. Campbell here, and sometimes I admit, I feel like I've been tired. I've been run down. I've been lied to. Why did I get married at 64 again? Dumbass. Hi there, welcome back to the show. There have been a lot of vaccine songs that really suck. Finally, one that is mwah. It's a group called Grand Decentral Station, and it's their take on AC/DC, the Quarantine Edition, Thunderstruck. Ladies and gentlemen, this one's called Pfizer Struck.
CDC's greatest hits.
CDC. Hey.
Now available with proof of vaccination.
You've been Pfizer Struck.
You'll get all-time classics like
I got the jam. It's been too long. I'm glad to be fast. Yes, I got the juice. I took two. Tell me, Dr. Fauci, what you want me to do, cause I'm fast.
Enter to win a signed copy of the album by Brian Johnson and Johnson.
I took a fast vaccine during quarantine. It was the worst damn shakes I have ever seen. I'm never
legendary hits like
quarantine for just 2 weeks. Stay away from me for just 6 feet. CDC will tell you lies. CDC, and ignore all your cries.
A hell's bells.
Oh, Angus, are you alright? A palsy.
Oh, man, you're Fauci a palsy. Dr. Fauci, hello.
Struck ACDC. Ew, baby man, that one's number one with a bullet. Grand Decentral Station. It's almost like a weekend song, but I can't really talk like this yet because it's not the weekend yet. It's only Thursday. But I got kind of a premature Friday going.
So today I was working, allegedly, from home, remotely, and they had a meeting at 12 o'clock, no, 1 o'clock, and I couldn't get my speaker to work, and I didn't want to draw attention that I'm semi-computer illiterate to the 50 other people working at the company all across the country. So I just did what I do best, which is nothing, and apparently what happened was, two or three people got promoted. I don't know who got promoted to what, but as soon as the meeting ended, I started watching the chat, and people started giving particular congratulations to particular people. So all I did was write congratulations with an exclamation point, and that was it. And somebody liked it. And I realized there's no need for me to even be here. I'm not necessary. I'm good at what I do. They need someone who knows how to write contracts. That's essentially what I do. I'm a freight broker. People will send an email and they'll go, I want to move 10,000 pounds of a hand sanitizer from L.A. to Maine. And how much would that be? And I go, well, let's see. And then I calculate that, send that off. And that's what I do. I only do it 3 days a week, but I can't play the part anymore. I'm just way too old, and I know that if I ever did get called back into the corporate office, I would probably not go, because I'm not gonna do that anymore. I'm just way past that. It's a good diversion. It is stimulating, but I can take it or leave it. And considering I could probably make more money, I know I could make more money stocking shelves at Target. What are you going to do? I'm just lazy. I like the fact that I get up at 7:30. I let the dog out. I make some coffee. I come in my office. I turn on the computer. And then I clock in. The idea of getting in a car and negotiating traffic, and I counted the number of times I commute, It's phenomenal. When you really think about pre-pandemic commuting, it sucks. I don't know how I did it all those years. I'm never going to go back to a regular job. Even if I have to stock shelves, I'm going to have to do that remotely, and they're going to have to figure out how to accommodate me, because I'm not getting back in my car and commuting to a job I hate. Now, if I did get a commercial radio job offer, I would do that. But that's not going to happen, because my name, Don Campbell, is spewed about the net as a conspiracy theorist. And then my other name, Lee Austin, the author, is some whack job who writes about the flat earth. So either way, I'm going to have to come up with a new name, and they're going to go, well, what's your real name for the W-9? And then I'll give them that, and then I'll get fired. I don't want you to think I thought this through, because I did. The perfect storm. COVID was a hoax, but I just want to say that I told you so.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you ran fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry. I'd rather fly. The crystal ship is being filled.
Time when we get back, I'll travel light.
before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss. The days are bright and filled with pain, and close me with your gentle rain. The time you ran was too insane. We'll meet again, we'll meet again. Oh, tell me where your freedom lies, the streets are fields that never die. Deliver me from reasons why you'd rather cry, I'd rather fly. The crystal ship is being filled, 1,000 girls, 1,000 thrills, 1,000,000 miles to spend your time. When we get back, I'll drop a line. That's the entire song. The crystal ship by the Doors. It's true. Homer Simpson said, in 1974, rock attained perfection. In the 70s, without a doubt, the greatest decade for music. Not just rock, but the singers, songwriters. A stellar example right there. You can tell that was not written with an audience in mind. That was written by an artist who was expressing his innermost thoughts, passions, and emotions. It's great music. Back in 2009 to maybe 2010, I had a couple of opportunities to interview Steve Quayle when I was doing my own conspiracy type radio show on an actual terrestrial radio station in Texas. And for 20 years, 30 years, he's pretty much been at the forefront of all of this. He is, in many ways, the godfather of conspiracy radio. And recently, Mike Adams had a chance to interview him where they covered just about everything. The jab, the agenda, the banking system, portals, aliens, how all of this relates to the Bible, as Steve Quayle is a Bible believer. But he's not a flatty. I found that out the hard way. Wasn't very receptive, as most are. Doesn't matter, though. I admire and respect the dude. This is Steve Quayle and Mike Adams. Go ahead, Mike, the producer.
Mike, and you know, I think it's really critical because the banking structure of the world's coming apart, and we all forget that the New World Order, their main line for all these years has been order out of chaos. And ladies and gentlemen, he who controls the money of the world controls the world. And I remember a famous statement from Paul Volcker, former head of the Fed, to a friend of mine, one-on-one, and the guy was bemoaning the Republican-Democrat, you know, if you will, issue. And Volcker said, hell, son, exact words, we own them all. So, Mike, I can tell you this. There are meetings right now going on in the White House, in the Fed, with the White House and the Fed amongst themselves. And people need to understand something. The true debt of the United States is $400 trillion. There is no way that can be paid back. The true, if you will, derivative debt is $400 quadrillion. $400 quadrillion. Those are real numbers. And the thing is that everybody has pretty much mortgaged everything, sold everything, repackaged the debt so many times. In this case, $400 trillion has been repackaged almost 1,000 times. So, Mike, what we're dealing with now is the perfect setup for the Antichrist, a literal Antichrist, not a system, but an entity, to come on the world and take control of all the global money around the world. Now, there's an operation going on, and this is critical. It's all supernatural evil, demonically controlled, and this is to capture all peoples of the world. And while they're in the process of destroying them through all the different extinction protocols, they're going to starve everybody into submission. And by starving everybody into submission, they're going to bring about a new currency, and the price of acquiring that currency is your eternal soul. People from all over the world, Mike, are reporting into me everything from flying saucers to entities to literally incubus and succubus. That's a female demon or a male demon, incubus, male, succubus, female. And people are starting now to understand that they're not in Kansas anymore. And the idea is simply this, that Jesus said that in the last days, the gates of hell are going to open, but they won't prevail. And someone says, how are you getting that? He was talking about faith versus the attack on faith by supernatural, demonic, and evil entities. And it is my contention that supernatural wickedness and supernatural evil fallen angels are not demons. They're another separate category of created beings are orchestrating the end time world events. And they are already seducing the majority of people on the planet. And I'm told that there's an operation coming called Sandman, okay? And Sandman is basically the determination for, first of all, the Arab nations to repudiate the U.S. dollar. Most people don't understand the petrodollar was put into place after World War II to basically settle all debts as it applied to acquiring oil from the Emirates and from Saudi Arabia, etc., in dollars. And the petrodollar has been the key to America's expansion because there's been no control over our money or our debt. Again, it's important to understand, 130 nations. Someone says, well, I don't see that on the internet. Well, you wouldn't. You will after this show, but you wouldn't up until this show. And 130 nations have concurrently agreed to basically disassociate with the U.S. dollar and basically repudiate it.
Well, when that happens, sorry to jump in, Steve, when that happens, the dollar's done, because then they can't hyperinflate against the world reserve status. At that point, the hyperinflation goes full Weimar Germany.
Exactly.
Or full Venezuela. But you mentioned a couple things. Let me interject here before you go on. You've already covered a lot of ground. And by the way, with any other guest, I would have said today, hey, by the way, don't hold back anything. But I don't have to say that with you. It's all on the table. There was news that broke this morning. Union Pacific Railroad announced that they are suspending all trains coming out of the West Coast that are delivering anything to the Chicago distribution hub area. That's this morning, Union Pacific. So they say that there's not room for the train cargo in Chicago, which is probably a lie, of course, but Chicago then distributes to the entire Midwest. So you know how we've talked about the engineered food scarcity. This is another data point. They're halting the trains as of today, okay? That's confirmed. The second point I want to mention is, as you're talking about the financial system and how it's been weaponized, but isn't it also that the timing of the engineered financial collapse is also a weapon by itself, so they can wait for the most damaging moment to crash the dollar or shutter the banks, right, to have the maximum disastrous effect domestically?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, again, I want people to understand, it's no longer a linear time frame. It's all happening at once. It's basically the whole point of overwhelming the system with insurmountable problems that there's no human way, because it's supernatural evil that's orchestrating it. And the reason the trains are being stopped, and you've got to understand something, ladies and gentlemen, the airlines are owned by the globalists. The trains are owned by the globalists. The shipping ports are owned by the globalists. And where is the most dangerous spot in the United States for murders at this point? The murder capital of the world is Chicago.
Chicago.
Yep. And so, Mike, I have another thing, though, that's really troubling me. In the last 36 hours, you know, I've been told that a lot of the, and look, 25 years ago, this was news and people claimed it wasn't real, but boxcars, or actually human transport train cars with shackles. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I even talked to people that were hired in those days to basically put shackles, both foot shackles and hand shackles, in train cars. And I believe, Mike, what we're seeing with the global gulags being already announced, whether it's in Canada, whether it's in New Zealand, whether it's in Great Britain, whether it's in Australia. And Australia just declared they're the New World Order. And the United States, the only difference in the United States is we've had ours built for, you know, 20-plus years. So why all of a sudden?
The trains. Remember that during the last week, we saw an organization called RuralTraining.org announce a course for the isolation and quarantine of large-scale rural communities. Now, what you just brought in is, and I'm not sure if you said all this, but I've seen the email. You sent me an email on this.
Correct.
Hundreds of train boxcars, and inside each car are shackles on the walls of the train. In other words, these are prisoner transport boxcars, right? Is that correct?
Absolutely. And it's not hundreds, it's thousands.
Thousands.
Follow the train of thought. If the trains are not bringing equipment, or let's just say this, goods to be distributed by, you know, the different stores and everything, we're already seeing a gas station shut down when they hit a 10% level of fuel. Is it strange to everybody that obviously we are already seeing shortages? You and I have been talking about it for years, your presentations at the Branson conferences and the True Legends conferences have been exemplary. And by the way, I appreciate you never hold back. You know, it's That's funny right. because I say the same thing to you that you say to me. And I say, Mike, go for it. No holds barred. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not, you know, no holds barred. The thing is they are going to starve us into submission. And as somebody who wrote about weather wars, and this is important, weather wars and unnatural disasters, we now have just seen an announcement. They're saying this coming week, there's going to be in the Pacific Northwest another heat period. And Mike, already the two biggest reservoirs in the United States, at least in the, I believe they're in the United States and in the West, we're talking about Lake Mead and we're talking about the Glen Canyon Dam. Both are filled by the Colorado River. The official statement is they're at a third capacity. The unofficial statement, and from the guys that know, they're saying, Steve, it's getting in the 25% realm, and at the 25% realm, they will have to shut down the power generators on Lake Mead. We're already seeing the power. I mean, good. I got to say this. People who bought Teslas better be listening to this because, again, you're going to be Teslacated, okay? You're going to be in a Tesla-free zone. And the point being is that when the power goes, the air conditioning goes. And Mike, with the accelerated heat, 121 degrees in Lytton, British Columbia, never been seen, with the acceleration of hyperheated air, superheated air due to ionospheric heaters, I don't know where those reservoirs, but I will tell you this. I have a film crew that's in the air over the Columbia River. I have film crews and literally, not plural, but same guy. He's leaving, you know, he's all by air, 8K. This is a big deal. And the name of this, and it's not a pitch for film. You can't buy it or anything yet, but mega droughts, vanishing waters. And the vanishing waters mean one thing. You're going to see, and I'm on record saying this 26 years ago, and it's important because people are seeing it now play out. You're going to see the greatest migration in history from the West Coast looking for fresh water. The Native Americans are, First Nations people, whatever you want to call them, are saying, even their prophecies say, when the salmon die, it is in essence, in their belief system, it's the end of the world. Now, Bob Griswold said an interesting thing, Mike, you'll appreciate this, because it's all about the demons, the devils, the fallen angel, and the Antichrist, written in the second century AD by a gentleman named Hippolytus. He was one of the church fathers. And he's talking about when the rise of Antichrist, this is really important, when the rise of Antichrist is on history stage, you will be dealing with famine and no water, drought. He also goes on to say that without the fresh water running into the oceans are going to literally stink. The sea life is going to die. And wow, when I saw that, I said, Bob, that's the correct word. And people would not have accepted that And a lot of people will or will not, but no one can argue with the fact that the globalist Illuminists plan to put water meters on wells. This is all satanic. Mike, you have built that platform for years. There is a unnatural, a supernatural evil orchestrating all of these entities.
That's exactly where we agree. Like I've been saying for months, this is a spiritual war, and if you don't view it through the eyes spiritually, you won't understand what's happening. The perfect storm.
You may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
CDC's greatest hits.
CDC. Hey.
Now available with proof of vaccination.
You've been fast as trial.
You'll get all-time classics like.
I got the jam. It's been too long. I'm glad to be fast. Yes, I got the juice. I took two. Tell me, Dr. Fauci, what you want me to do? Because I'm fast.
Enter to win a signed copy of the album by Brian Johnson & Johnson.
I took a fast vaccine during quarantine. It was the worst damn shakes I have ever seen. I'm not
legendary hits like
quarantine for just 2 weeks. Stay away from me for just 6 feet. CDC will tell you lies. CDC, and ignore all your cries.
A hell's bells.
Oh, Angus, are you all right? A palsy.
Oh, man, you're shaking all over. You're shaking.
A hell's bells.
Somebody call a doctor.
Oh, Miss
Fauci.
A palsy. Dr. Fauci, hello. A hell's bells.
Hello.
Dr. Fauci. A palsy. Hello.
Love it. AC/DC wannabe. Pfizer struck. Got the balls palsy. They clank when I walk, Doc. I got the jab. I was fine. And a couple days later, I got the balls palsy. Can't find a pair of shorts that work. Love it. I'm finding the best way to combat all of this is to mock them, make fun of them. They certainly are worthy of it when you think about it. You got a guy like Kill Gates who, if you haven't seen him lately, one of the reasons he wears a sweater is because he's got a rack. It's not a big rack, but he's definitely got some titties. And these guys who are telling us how to live our lives, how to stay healthy, are the epitome of bad health. Then you take another guy like Klaus Anal Schwab. He's 83 years old. I mean, him and Ray Kurzweil, they're running to the singularity potion. And if they don't find it pretty soon, they're just going to die of old age. I don't know what these individuals are expecting to gain. They're transhuman and immortality is just not going to happen. It's going to backfire. So really, the best thing we can do, I think, in many ways, is to just mock them. Because they're certainly worthy of it. These remind me of the people I used to make fun of in high school, in homeroom, in the early 70s. There was this group of individuals that I just didn't like. Because they even then, I had the impression they wanted to rule the world. And they were just nerds. Hell-bent on dominating everyone. It's all about control. It's all about domination. And the best thing we can do as free human spirits is to ignore them, except when it's time to mock them. And right now, it's ripe. All they do is lie all day, propagate a narrative which is false. And our job is to call them out on it. And get in a jab every now and then. Right, Anal? The perfect storm.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.